You have found your way to possibly one of the creepiest, maybe scariest radio shows on the airwaves tonight. That is right. You have found your way to UMFM 101.5 at 6:30 at night, and that brings you into the studio of Dagwood Radio. Tonight's show will be a little bit creepier than we've seen in the past, a little bit scarier songs, a little bit scarier sound effects. So I dare you, if you're in the car, maybe turn it up a little bit louder. If you're at home, maybe shut the lights off. Let's see if we can really get the hair on the back of our necks to stand up. Let's have some fun with this one tonight. We started off with that theme to one of maybe my favorite shows, The Twilight Zone, but that original Twilight Zone. Those eerie, eerie episodes that left you at the end of it looking at society a little bit differently, looking at yourself a little bit differently, and really just creeped the bejesus out of you. It was unbelievable. But let's keep things rolling right along, because I love that this show also brings on darkness, so why not Arcade Fire? In the dark of the night, this is Here Comes the Nighttime.
A thousand times, on you. Because you're mine. Stop the things you do.
Start things off a little bit on the lighter side. We'll work our way into the creepier stuff a little bit later, but you're stuck with me for a full hour and a half. Yes, I may even have to step out of the studio at the end of the show for a little bit of a deep breath, because some of these things freak me out to listen to. We just heard from Ray Parker Jr. with Ghostbusters, the classic film Ghostbusters, which just blew up across the scenes all across Canada, the U.S. One of my favorite films. Before that, we heard, I absolutely adore this one. That song is one of those ones that just, they'll scream in this one, just right up your back. And that is I Put a Spell on You from Screamin' Jay Hawk. And before that, my favorite one about the darkness and about the nighttime is Here Comes the Nighttime by Arcade Fire. I got to hear that song live for the first time. That's the first time I ever experienced that song. Ooh, it just gives you the chills when you think of it. But pretty good message in that song as well. Tonight we are talking all things Halloween. A holiday that is kind of dwindling, in my opinion. It's kind of losing a little bit of its edge. And no, I don't mean it's scary edge, but just the fact of it's not, I'll use the word celebrated, but it's not really in the forefront anymore. Trick-or-treating numbers have kind of started to go down. I remember when I was a kid, it was just streets flooded with kids. Those numbers have started to drop a little bit. You don't see as many decorations out on the front of the houses. So why not try to bring it to the airwaves? We'll try to get your imagination running a little bit. We'll try to make you maybe overthink some things. Sometimes the mind is what can make you most scared. It's just overthinking things in your own head. So maybe we'll dive into that a little bit. But let's dive into first a Canadian heartthrob. Ryan Gosling has a Halloween band. That's right. I'll say that one more time. Ryan Gosling is in a band that is strictly about scary songs. And that band is called Dead Man's Bones. It's with him and his friend, Zach Shields. And they met and they fell in love with their coincidence that they both enjoy the Haunted Mansion. That's right, Disney World's Haunted Mansion. And they came up with this band and probably one of my go-to Halloween albums. I will be playing this album on my porch tomorrow when I'm handing out candy. It'll be playing loud because, well, A, it's Canadian, but also it's perfect. It is absolutely perfect. This is Dead Man's Bones with Lose Your Soul. And like I'll be saying all night, this works especially well when you turn it up.
wait too long and you'll never see the dawn again. He filled my heart. I did my best. But without the sun, I'm only shadows in a dress. 'Cause if the full moon comes, our love is done. So forever towards dawn, we ride.
This song could just go on for absolute ever into the dark. This is one of my favorite Halloween tracks. This is why you come to college radio. This is the weirdness that comes along with it. This is stuff you'll hear nowhere else in the city tonight. That was Dead Man's Bones with Dead Hearts. You had before that Werewolf Heart from Dead Man's Bones, and then to kick it off, Lose Your Soul from Dead Man's Bones. That is all self-titled album. And like I said, that is from the Canadian heartthrob, Ryan Gosling, and an album that came through for his love for the Haunted Mansion at Disney World. One of the creepier things at Disney World, for sure. But this show is one of my favorites because you just kind of get to step out of what I usually do. I usually am in the folk world, upbeat, positive, things are amazing. Why not step back into a little bit of the scarier world, get the imagination rolling? It's kind of fun for me to step out. And the nice thing is, if I can paint a picture in the studio right now, it's complete darkness, and I have one lamp from about 1983. Very retro, but now there's a big outlook that looks into our big kind of convention hall, and they just turned out the lights in there, so it's perfect. Complete darkness. I just had the glow of the board and the lamp, and it's the setting is there. And I thought, well, I was going to save this one for a lot later in the show, but I really hope the lights don't come back on, so I'm going to play it while they're off. This is one that came to me from a coworker. Two of the things today came from coworkers, and this first one is a spoken word by Tom Waits, and this one is absolutely incredible. I listened on the ride home in the car, and I actually had to turn it down. I was getting so freaked out, but it's a spoken word about if you ever have a house you live beside and you don't quite know what's going on over at that house, and it just gives you that feeling that I don't know, and your heart's racing a little bit. This one hits it into the perfect picture. This is What's He Building, Tom Waits, and one of my favorite spoken words. Spoken word one of two tonight. We will have a second one later on, but just be aware of this one.
What's he building in there? What the hell is he building in there? He has subscriptions to those magazines. He never waves when he goes by. He's hiding something from the rest of us. He's all to himself. I think I know why. He took down the tire swing from the pepper tree. He has no children of his own, you see. He has no dog. He has no friends, and his lawn is dying. What about all those packages he sends? What's he building in there? That hook light on the stairs. What's he building in there? I'll tell you one thing, he's not building a playhouse for the children. What's he building in there? And what's that sound from underneath the door? He's pounding nails into a hardwood floor. And I swear to God, I heard someone moaning low. And I keep seeing the blue light of a TV show. He has a router. And a table saw. And you won't believe what Mr. Stitches saw. There's poison underneath the sink, of course. But there's also enough formaldehyde to choke a horse. What's he building in there? is he building in there? I heard he has an ex-wife in some place called Mayor's Income, Tennessee. And he used to have a consulting business in Indonesia. But what's he building in there? He has no friends, but he gets a lot of mail. I'll bet he spent a little time in jail. I heard he was up on the roof last night signaling with a flashlight. And what's that tune he's always whistling? What's he building in there? What's he building in there? We have a right to know.
You'll see him in your head on a TV screen. Hey, buddy, I'm warning you to turn it off. He's a ghost, he's a god, he's a man, he's a guru. You're one microscopic cog in his catastrophic plan, designed and directed by his red right hand.
The king of Halloween, the king of darkness, Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. That is Red Right Hand. And before that, we heard, the absolutely bone-chilling. Tom Waits, What's He Building? That one, holy smokes. You want to play a fun party game, shut off the lights in your house. All your party guests close their eyes and listen to that one. That one's got some meat to it. Let's take a deep breath. Let's take a little bit of a step back. We'll do some ads. We'll collect ourselves, and we'll come right back here to Dagwood Radio's Halloween version here on UMFM 101.5, the most beautiful station around.
Bring your questions to the Answers Information Booth on the first floor of University Center. Answers sells post-secondary and other bus passes and is the place to get tickets from Ticketmaster or for campus social events. Not to mention campus maps, exam schedules, free phones, and campus information. Answers Info Booth is open Monday to Thursday, 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. and Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Touring on the strength of the latest album, How Do We Stay Here, Canadian indie rock stalwarts Close Talker returned to play a special show at the Goodwill Social Club on Wednesday, November 27th, presented by Jazz Winnipeg. Tackling the heated question of wrestling with time, How Do We Stay Here is an attempt to process our weird world, but balanced with Close Talker's ear-catching and attention-grabbing rock hooks. Advance tickets for the show are only $15 plus fees and are available now at eventbrite.ca. Don't miss Close Talker at the Goodwill Social Club on Wednesday, November 27th. Proudly presented by Jazz Winnipeg and 101.5 UMFM.
This is Michael from Orbit Service. You're listening to 101.5 CJUM.
101.5 UMFM. That's right. Welcome back here to this glorious, glorious station. UMFM 101.5 live from, the pretty eerie tonight, University of Manitoba campus. My name is Connor. You're here on Dagwood Radio, the weekly show that usually takes you through all genres of music. But tonight we're focused on one genre only, and that's Halloween. All the songs tonight are just planned around trying to creep you guys out. That's all I'm trying to do tonight. And I think we've done pretty well so far. We've listened to some classics, and a lot of the inspiration from this show came from one of my favorite radio hosts that blows Halloween out of the water. Strombo show on Sunday nights. I put headphones on. I walked around my neighborhood. It was chilling. The stuff he can do on Halloween is just incredible. So that's where a lot of the ideas from this show came from. And Halloween is such an interesting place in a lot of our hearts. It's kind of that holiday you don't want to celebrate. The movies scare you a little bit too much. A lot of the stuff that surrounds it, you're really not comfortable with the sounds, the sights. It's nice when you're a kid. It's the young dressing up in the candy. Then you get older and it's just, I can't watch that movie, guys. You got to turn it off. Or can you turn that down? That's creeping me out. So when you get older, it's kind of that you step away from it, maybe because some people think that, I've grown up. I'm too old for that stuff now. But I really think deep down with those people that it's just, I don't like being scared anymore. And I'm that way. When I come home, all the lights are on, especially tonight. I'll be having all the lights on. It's just things that creep me out, especially around. There's a different little kind of aura around this time of year. My memories of Halloween were reading a book, and it was, I'm trying to remember the title, but it was something about a dark, dark room or something along those lines. And it was a short story book. And I'll never forget the story of the girl who wore the green ribbon. That one stayed with me for life. That one freaked me right out. Watching things like Are You Afraid of the Dark? There was another show with a couple little, it was a cartoon show, and it was usually pretty crazy, but it was hosted by like a worm or something in a diner. If anyone knows that, call in 204-269-8636. Let me know. You can request a song if you get that right, because I can't figure that one out for the life of me. And then you get a little bit older and you start watching those films. And the one that just absolutely destroyed me, The Blair Witch Project. That one was next level. And I think it started that whole movement of films where it didn't show you everything. And it didn't describe what was happening next or what was happening currently. And that left it all up to you. And it kind of made you realize how powerful your mind is, how you can go to these other places just from maybe a sound or sometimes they showed nothing. And you just kind of built this picture in your mind. That movie was crazy. Absolutely crazy. I watched a little, because it's the 20th anniversary this year. It came out in 1999. But the most amazing thing they did was when they released that film at Sundance, what they did is they put all the actors in hiding. And they went out and stated, their media team went out and stated that all the actors were missing. And this created a big buzz around the film because it's all first-person shot. But man, I won't give anything away because I can't put into words that film. But that's Halloween to me. Those are some of the scary things that I remember growing up. And never be too cool to dress up. Just, I don't think we do it enough as adults, is let our inner child come out. And Halloween's a great time to do that. Dress up. It's so much fun. It's so enjoyable, but just never be afraid to let that inner child shine every once in a while. I do it. My coworker saw me the other day in the car doing it. I dance most of my way home. People don't really like me in traffic because I'm too happy in traffic. I'm enjoying music. So I figured why not roll into this next song, because we're sitting around the lunchroom today at work and I said, guys, I need a few more songs here. I'm struggling on the show. A couple more songs. Anyone got one that kind of creeps them out? And my coworker Jackie comes, he says, you know what? Sarah Harmer has one. Oh, Bury Me Not. And it doesn't always have to be these dark songs that get you, but if you listen close to the lyrics, these are the ones that can be just as good.
Oh, bury me not on the lone prairie, where the wild coyotes will howl over me, where the rattlesnakes hiss and the wind blows free. Oh, bury me not on the lone prairie. They heeded not his dying prayer, and they buried him there on the lone prairie in a little box. 6x3, his bones now rot on the lone prairie.
Thank you. wish I could swim like dolphins can swim, though nothing will keep us together. We can beat them forever and ever. How we can be heroes just for one day. How we can be heroes just for one day. I will be king, and you will be queen. Though nothing will drive us away, how we can be heroes just for one day. How we can be us just for one day.
I know that one isn't really scary. That one's more just absolutely beautiful. But there's something about slowing down a song and stripping it away that there is something haunting about that song. And for me anyways, that's a song where my mind just runs and runs and runs. And that sometimes can be, well, scary. It can be a little bit on the scary side. That is Peter Gabriel's version of Heroes. Again, I absolutely love that song. Before that, we heard Sarah Harmer, and that was Oh Bury Me Not off Songs for a Clem. Fantastic. That song, again, upbeat, very happy. Listen closely to those lyrics. Listen very closely. Okay, we're at that time of the show. This might be the part where it gets the creepiest. The Man in Black himself, Johnny Cash, doing a rendition of, and I feel like I've played this on the show before, but this is a cremation of Sam McGee. And nothing gets creepier than this. The poem itself is quite scary, but then you add on to it Johnny Cash's voice. I mean, I can't even put it into words. And I'm not going to try to put it into words. I'm just going to tell you to keep this one about a medium volume because you want your ears activated. You want to be stretching to hear those words. Don't turn it up too loud. But maybe turn the lights down on this one.
There are strange things done in the midnight sun by the men that toil for gold. The Arctic trails have their secret tales that would make your blood run cold. The northern lights have seen queer sights, But the queerest they ever did see was that night on the marge of Lake Lebarge that I cremated Sam McGee. Now, Sam McGee was from Tennessee, where the cotton blooms and blows. Why he left his home in the South to roam round the pole, God only knows. He was always cold, but the land of gold seemed to hold him like a spell. Though he'd often say in his homely way, I'd sooner live in hell. On a Christmas day, we were mushing our way over the Dawson Trail. And you talk of your cold, well, through the parka's fold, it stabbed like a driven nail. If our eyes we'd close, then the lashes froze, till sometimes we couldn't see. It wasn't much fun, but the only one to whimper was Sam McGee. And that very night, as we lay packed tight in our robes beneath the snow, and the dogs were fed and the stars overhead were dancing heel and toe, he turned to me and, Cap, says he, I'll cash in this trip, I guess, and if I do, I'm asking that you won't refuse my last request. Well, he seemed so low that I couldn't say no. Then he says with a sort of a moan, it's the cursed cold, and it's got right hold till I'm chill clean through to the bone. Yet it ain't being dead, it's my awful dread of the icy grave that pains. So I want you to swear that, foul or fair, you'll cremate my last remains. Well, a pal's last need is a thing to heed, so I swore I would not fail. And we started on at the break of dawn, but God, he looked ghastly pale. And he crouched on the sleigh, and he raved all day of his home in Tennessee. And before nightfall, a corpse was all that was left of Sam McGee. With a corpse half hid that I couldn't get rid, I hurried horror-driven. There wasn't a breath in that land of death, and because of a promise given, it was lashed to the sleigh, and it seemed to say, you may tax your brawn and brains, but you promised true, and it's up to you to cremate my last remains. Now, a promise made is a debt unpaid, and the trail has its own stern code. In the days to come, though my lips were numb, in my heart how I cursed that load. In the long, long night by the lone firelight, while the huskies round in a ring howled out their woes to the homeless snows, oh God, how I loathed that thing. And every day that quiet clay seemed to heavy and heavier grow, and on I went though the dogs were spent and the grub was getting low. And the trail was bad, and I felt half mad, but I swore I'd not give in. And I'd often sing to that hateful thing, and it hearkened with a grin. Till I came to the marge of Lake Lebarge, and a derelict there lay. It was jammed in the ice, but I saw in a thrice it was called the Alice May. And I looked at it, and I thought a bit, and I looked at my frozen chum. Then here, said I with a sudden cry, is my crematorium. Some planks I tore from the cabin floor, and I lit the boiler fire. Some coal I found that was lying round, and I heaped the fuel higher. Well, the flames just soared, and the furnace roared, such a blaze you never did see, and I burrowed a hole in the glowing coal, and I stuffed in Sam McGee. Then I made a hike, for I didn't like to hear him sizzle so. And the heavens scowled, and the huskies howled, and the wind began to blow. It was icy cold, but the hot sweat rolled down my cheeks, and I don't know why. And the greasy smoke in an inky cloak went streaking down the sky. I do not know how long in the snow I wrestled with grisly fear, but the stars came out and they danced about before I ventured near. I was sick with dread, but I bravely said, I'll just take a peek inside. I guess he's cooked, and it's time I looked. Then the door I opened wide. And there sat Sam, looking cool and calm in the heart of the furnace roar. And he wore a smile you could see a mile, and he said, please close that door. It's fine in here, but I greatly fear you'll let in the cold and storm. And since I left Plum Tree down in Tennessee, this is the first time I've been warm. There are strange things done in the midnight sun by the men that toil for gold. The Arctic trails have their secret tales that would make your blood run cold. The Northern Lights have seen queer sights, but the queerest they ever did see was that night on the marge of Lake Lebarge that I cremated Sam McGee.
What the weatherman says, when the weatherman says it's raining, you'll never hear me complaining. I'm certain the sun will shine.
I don't care how the weather vane points, when the weather vane points to gloomy, it's gotta be sunny to me when your eyes look into mine.
Jeepers creepers, where'd you get those creepers? Jeepers creepers, where'd you get those eyes?
Gosh, y'all get up. How'd they get so lit up? Gosh, y'all get up. How'd they get that size?
Golly gee.
When you turn those heaters on,
woe is me.
Got to put my cheaters on.
Jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those creepers?
Oh, those weepers,
how they hypnotize.
Yeah.
Where'd you get those eyes? Them there are.
Got to put my cheetahs on.
Weepers, creepers, where'd you get those creepers?
Oh, those weepers,
how they hypnotize.
Knock me out.
Where'd you get those eyes?
Where'd you get them?
Won't you put me wise?
Don't you die, man.
Again, a song that needs a little bit of explanation. Why it found its way onto the Halloween show at Dagwood Radio is that one is a soundtrack, and where the movie got its name, the film Jeepers Creepers, another pretty creepy film. But that song right there makes it 15 times scarier. Before that, we heard what I'm going to refer to as perfection. Johnny Cash with his rendition of Cremation of Sam McGee. Absolutely haunting. It gives you chills throughout. It's fantastic. I love that one. People usually tell me to shut up because I talk about it so much. Let's do some ads. We'll come back for the last half of the show, the last half hour, and hopefully send you into the night with a little bit of...
Being active just got easier. The new Recreation Services mobile app can help to maximize your opportunities for being active by giving you convenient access to all of your schedules and information whenever and wherever you need it. Learn more or download the app for free at uofmactiveliving.ca.
Got a special print job you need done now and you need done right? Visit the UMSU Digital Copy Center at 118 University Center on the Fort Garry campus of the University of Manitoba and take advantage of our complete document management capabilities. From our graphics service and wide format printing for banner and poster jobs, spiral and hardcover binding for your presentation or dissertation, no job is too big or too difficult for the UMSU Digital Copy Center. Open Monday to Thursday from 8:30 a.m. to 7 p.m. and Fridays from 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. We're at the heart of campus and our services are citywide. UMSU Digital Copy Center. No job too big, no detail too small.
Though Kim Churchill seems like an archetypal blonde, blue-eyed surfer from southern New South Wales, but behind his laid-back demeanor and even tone, the 26-year-old singer and songwriter has a secret. He's an extreme risk-taker. Don't miss Kim as he makes his way back to a Winnipeg stage at the Park Theatre on Thursday, November 7th. Tickets are on sale now and moving fast. Only $22.50 plus fees available at Ticketmaster and the Winnipeg Folk Festival office. Here all year, don't miss Kim Churchill at the Park Theatre on November 7th. Brought to you by the Winnipeg Folk Festival, the Park Theatre, and proudly supported by UMFM 101.5.
If you're a sports fan in Canada, you know Jay Onwright and Dan O'Toole. They're on your TV nightly on SportsCenter, deftly providing the night's highlights, trending stories, and segments with their trademark humor, dry wit, and entertaining style. Come join the rest of the rabid sports fans in the audience at a live taping for their popular podcast, taking place at the Garrick on Saturday, November 2nd. Tickets are available now at eventbrite.ca, starting at $29.50 plus fees. Don't miss a live taping of the Jay and Dan podcast, featuring Canada's favorite sports duo, Jay Onwright and Dan O'Toole, on November 2nd at the Garrick. Proudly presented by MRG Concerts and UMFM 101.5.
Welcome back here to Dagwood Radio, UMFM 101.5. You're here with Connor. I'm live in studio. If you want to get at me, 204-269-8636. All social media is up and running, Dagwood Radio, or Gmail, dagwoodradio@gmail.com. You can get at me throughout the week. Next week, we go back to regular programming. Hopefully, I'll get Lana Winterhalt in here. But before we start out to our little hike to the cabin in the woods for that Moonlit Melodies out at Fort White Alive, reminder, that is going November 14th, and it's going to be one of those magical shows. We are going to break down that wall that is between artist and fan. We're going to have a show at a little cabin on a lake. The crowd will be sitting on hay bales. The deck of the cabin, will be the stage for the artist. We are unplugged, and we are just going to enjoy all the senses that come with being outdoors and listening to music. So that lineup is Two Crows for Comfort, Jacob Brodowski, and Lana Winterhalt, all piling in to make just an incredible experience. And I hope this is something that continues on for quite a while, because we don't have any places for artists to really connect with fans, but also new artists to be able to jump out there and get their sound out there to people. So I'm very excited for that night. All right, let's get back into the creepy stuff. How about that? Okay, so this one I have to explain a little bit. If you've seen the movie The Thing, and not the new one, the original, I think it was like 1980s, The Thing. The movie about basically an entity that could take any shape or form, and it was referred to as The Thing. But I'm talking about the soundtrack here. And the whole movie, the soundtrack plays a bass line. That's it. There's a small bass line repeating over and over throughout the whole movie. And it's not until the movie ends that you go, what was that? I can't figure that. And it was that bass line. You couldn't figure out what was making each scene so scary, but it was this sound. And my best friend, Nat, has this game that he plays with us at night where he'll shut off the lights in the basement, puts on that soundtrack, and we see who can sit there the longest without just being like, shut it off. And we'll play a little tidbit of this one, but I tell you, this one is one where it really makes your mind run, which usually isn't a good thing. Just try it. Close your eyes. Listen to it build. Now imagine this, that you are sitting out, say, at the cabin, around a bonfire, having the best night ever. July, stars are out, not a worry in the world. And your friend is in control of the Bluetooth speaker. And you're listening to great music, things are upbeat, life is great. And then weirdly, as you're in a really good conversation, you start to feel a lot more creeped out, and you realize this song has found its way onto the Bluetooth. But it's underlying, so you don't really notice it at first. And if you can picture this, that firelight, where everything behind you is pitch black, but everything in front of you is glowing, and it's just... it gets you. And my friend pulled that off, and it's one of the probably the most scared I've ever been. There's something about this song, I tell you, it just drives me absolutely bonkers. People also will tell you, if you ask them about me, I get scared very easily. I've run back into a cabin when my dad has made bear sounds at 13 years old. Outran my sisters to beat them to that cabin. I'm pretty jumpy. And now you have me in a room by myself, listening to all those songs that bring up all those freaky moments. And now you can tell that I'm kind of along for this ride with you. This is Alan Haworth with the main theme to The Thing. One of my absolute, absolute favorites. But you know what? We've gone a little bit creepy. We've gone a little bit dark. Why don't we just dance? Sometimes it's okay to dance on Halloween, and better yet, it's encouraged.
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
Just a jump to the left.
And then a step to the right.
With your hands on your hips.
You bring your knees in tight. Where is the pelvic thrust? And bring it down to the same. Let's do the time warm again. Let's do the time warm again.
It's a dream. Another dimension with voyeuristic intention. Well secluded, I see all.
With a bit of a mind flip,
you're into the time slip.
And nothing can ever be the same.
You're spaced out on sensation.
Like you're under sedation. To the left.
Since I left Canada about 5 years ago or so, and moved down south, found out a lot of things that I didn't know when I left. and some of them are bad, you know. Got to see a lot of great musicians before they happened, you know, before they became famous, and, you know, when they were just gigging 5 and 6 sets a night, things like that. I got to see a lot of great musicians who nobody ever got to see for one reason or another. But strangely enough, the real good ones that you never got to see was because of heroin. And it started happening over and over. Then it happened to some that everybody knew about. So I just wrote a little song.
'61 in early July, white as a cotton, feeling sharp as a knife. I heard him howling as he passed me by. And he said,
know you, I know you, young man. I know you by the state of your hands. You're a six-string picker, just as I am. Let me learn you some, I know a few tunes to make all the girls dance. Don't you know the devil wears a suit and tie? I saw him driving down the 61 in early July. White as a cotton field and sharp as a knife. I heard him howling as he passed me by. Damn my foolish eyes. Is that man's lessons at a price? Oh, sweet price. My sweet soul, everlasting, my very own eternal life. Don't you know that the devil wears a suit and tie? I saw him driving down the 61 in early July. White as a cotton field and sharp as a knife. I heard him howling as he passed me by. Well, the devil wears a suit and tie. I saw him driving down the 61 in early July. White as a cotton field and sharp as a knife. I heard him howling as he passed me by.
There's a creepy one. The devil wears a suit and tie. Let's get right back into this one. This one is Monster Mash, not the original. This one's by the Misfits. Take on the original. This is the Misfits, the band that will forever be scary to me. And this is their rendition of the Monster Mash. That is off their album, Project 1950. Just a little bit of, well, spice in that classic. We are near the end of the show. I thank you very much for coming along for, and I can actually mean it this time, this ride. This has been one of my favorite shows. I love doing the Halloween show. And in a few months' time, you'll be able to see my absolute favorite show, to do the Christmas show. But this one is one of my favorites. Lets me step out of the box, step into a world that's a little bit creepier. A world that's a little bit offside, a little bit scarier, but it's fantastic. And sometimes it's nice to get that heart pumping. It tells us we're alive. Those scares give you those chills. The hair raises up on your neck. I love that. I hate it, but I love it. And that's with Halloween. It's a great time of year. If you're an adult, like I said, let that inner child reign through. And if you're a little one, have an absolute blast. Wear your favorite costume, wear it proud, and go get as much candy as possible. And another little thing for adults out there, let's make sure that trick-or-treating is an absolute blast for the little ones. Let's make sure it's safe for them, respectful, kind. Let's make sure they can have as much fun as possible. There's too many sad stories around Halloween and stupid stuff and candy these days and people just doing dumb things. And that's where I really want to reiterate. Let's make sure kids have an absolute blast Halloween. It's a great time of year for them, and let's make sure we keep it that way. Thank you for tuning into Dagwood Radio. This has been the Halloween edition, and before we take off, I have to say a massive thank you to all the listeners out there. We raised a total of $44,207. That is massive. That is just under 10 grand over our goal, and that just warms my heart. This is something I absolutely love to do. I love to bring you music every week, and that just further shows us here at the station that people appreciate, people are tuned in, and people care about this place and what we do. So thank you from the bottom of my heart for Pledgerama. We knocked it out of the park, and that antenna is going up, and it's going to rain out sound for years to come, and we're very excited about that. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you had some fun. I hope you had some scares, and I hope you enjoy tomorrow. Happy Halloween, Winnipeg. Hope it's a safe night. Make sure we make it safe for everyone, welcoming for everyone. Let's live by that slogan on our license plate, Friendly Manitoba. Welcome everyone into this beautiful province and city. I thank you very much, and to finish off, I could do every week. My grandpa used to always tell us young kids it's a great day for a race. And us kids would ask him what kind of race he was talking about. Was it running, horse racing, car racing? What was it? And he'd say, no. It's a great day for the human race. And that means take care of one another, be kind to each other, and let's make sure, like I said, this is a welcoming place for everyone. Free speech does not mean careless talk. Let's ring that true. Thank you for tuning in. We'll see you next week. Same place, same time. Dagwood Radio, 6:30 to 8. Stick around. Play It Again is up next. One of my favorite shows. And it just shows you all the diversity we have coming your way at this beautiful station. Keep it locked. Great programming all week long. And how about I send you into the night with one I already played, but with a little less talking. Have a good night.